Today's shiur is Masech Tahoris Daf Zayin. We will begin with Hashem on the Avav Beis at the new parak at the Mishnah. In the previous parak, we learned the halachas of a parhelm davish al tzibur, that if Sanhedrin issued an incorrect psak and the people followed that psak, that's when a parhelm davish al tzibur has to be brought. In our parak, even though we're still going to be spending time learning the halachas of parhelm davish al tzibur, the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara, also now introduced the concept of a carbon for Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol, and the unique carbon of a Nasi, Nasi being the Melech, the king. The Torah says that a Kohen HaMashiach, as we're going to learn, a Kohen HaMashiach is specifically a number of criteria. He has to be a Kohen Gadol, but he has to be the Kohen Gadol who is Mashiach. We know that at one point in the history, they used to anoint the Kohen Gadol with the Shemen HaMishcha. Only such a Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol whom we are talking about. But the Kohen Gadol who is Merubah Begadim, other times when they didn't have the Shemen HaMishcha, the Kohen Gadol was appointed just by wearing the Shemayna Begadim. That's not the Kohen Gadol we're speaking about. And will also become clear in Mitzvah Shem in today's Shir. This Kohen Gadol has to be a Mufla. He has to be a great Talmud Chacham. The halacha is that if he issues an erroneous decision, which he then follows, he doesn't bring the regular Karban Chatos, which is a Kizba or a Seira. He brings a power for Karban Chatos. But actually, there's another very important halacha which will become very clear. And that is that normally, when does one bring Karban Chatos? If he did an Aveira B'Shagig, he ate something not kosher because he forgot you're not allowed to eat something not kosher. He ate something not kosher because he didn't realize it wasn't kosher. A Kohen Gadol under those circumstances would not bring any carbon. A Kohen Gadol only brings this special carbon if, and this is going to be a big part of our shiur today, he issued an erroneous decision which he then followed. But if he just made a regular shoygig, doesn't bring any carbon at all. Actually, I mentioned this when we began the Masechta. The Torah first speaks about the halacha of the Kohen HaMashiach before the Torah speaks about the halacha of the Parhelm Davish HaTzibur. The reason, the Rishonim give a number of reasons why our Masechta chose, the Tanav our Masechta chose to not follow that order of the Torah. One is because the halacha that I just said. Given that the halacha is that the Kohen HaMashiach brings his carbon only if there was an erroneous decision followed by an act, which was an important element in the halacha, the parhelm davish al tzibur. So we needed to first understand that halacha and that aspect of the parhelm davish al tzibur, and then we could introduce the halacha of Kohen HaMashiach. Another reason why the Masechta did not begin with discussing Kohen HaMashiach, even though the Torah does, is because the Torah, and that's a pasuk that we're going to work with a lot, V'makayin HaMashiach yechte le'eshmas ha'am. It's an embarrassment to Klal Yisrael if the Kohen Gadol sins, so we don't want to begin a Masechta with something which is embarrassing to Klal Yisrael. Another pshat, almost just the opposite. As we have learned and will learn, the Kohen HaMashiach, the Parhelm Davish HaTzibur, the subject of the previous parak, is only when the Sanhedrin issues an incorrect psak. So in covered of the Sanhedrin, the Masechta began with a halacha that pertains to the Sanhedrin. Furthermore, another unique situation, not as unique, interestingly, as the situation of a Kohen HaMashiach as a Nasi. A Nasi doesn't mean, even though we spoke about a Nasi of every Shevet just yesterday, it doesn't mean the Nasi of a Shevet. Nasi really means the Melech, the King of Klal Yisrael. If he does an Aveira, I mean, him, it's the regular case of an Aveira. He does an Aveira B'Shoigig. Unlike everyone else bringing a Kisbo Seira that we spoke about, he brings a Sawyer for Karban Chatos. Says the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol issued an erroneous decision for himself, which he did B'Shoigig. And then he followed that P'sak, V'Osa Shoigig, and he followed that P'sak. Mevi par. That's when he brings a par home davish at tzibur. Shoygig. But if he made a decision b'shoygig v'osam mezid, which is a very difficult case to understand. If he issued the psak b'shoygig, how could he have done the avera b'mezid? So some explain that when he did the avera, he thought to himself that it doesn't make a difference if my decision is right or wrong. I'm doing what I'm doing. Mezid vasa shayig means that he made a decision of mezid and then he did the avera b'shayig. Again, a difficult case. How can you make a decision of mezid and then do the avera b'shayig? So some explain that what it means is that when he made the decision, he realized that he was making a bad decision. But then when he was doing the avera, he thought to himself, you know what? It isn't such a bad decision. But since his original decision was a decision that he thought or knew was wrong, and indeed was wrong, that's called Mezid Vasa Shagig. Tysus defines Mezid Vasa Shagig differently. Tysus says it means as follows, a case that we discussed in the first parak. We have a case where somebody with a kain gadol decided that this piece of meat is kosher, where he knew it really wasn't kosher. But what he did was he got mixed up with another piece of meat that he really meant to eat, which is really kosher. So the avera that he actually did was a avera b'shagig, because he meant to eat a really kosher piece of meat. That's still called mezid vasa shagig. These cases potter. There is no chiv chatas, because as we said in our introductory remarks, shayros kai mashigig shagig la'atzmai kairos bezin l'tzibur. The only time a kai mashiach brings his kai chatas is when it similar to the case of the parallel Mdovish at Tzibur, which is a mistaken decision followed by an act. The Meraimei Sada has a very interesting approach in understanding the Mishnah. Because these cases of Shogig vs. Mezid and Mezid vs. Shogig are somewhat difficult cases to understand. So he says, and I said this in our introductory remarks, that the Kohen Gadol that we're discussing is a person who is a Talmud Chacham. What's the definition that he's a Talmud Chacham? What's it relevant to our the shir that he's a Talmud Chacham? So he says that's Pshat in the Mishnah. This Kohen Gadol was a Talmud Chacham, and when he had a question, is this piece of meat kosher? He truly thought that it was kosher. That's shaygig. But then, as he's about to eat the meat, he thinks to himself, "Did I make the right decision, or maybe I was wrong?" What a Talmud Chacham is supposed to do is rethink his decision. Shoygig v'asa mezid is, he said, no, I decided it was kosher, it's good enough. Mezid v'asa shoygig is just the opposite, he says. Again, we're talking about a Talmud Chacham. He knew the piece of meat is kosher. He decided that it's not kosher. And then when he comes to eat the piece of meat, he lets his mind play games with him. You know what? Maybe my decision was that it's really kosher. And he didn't give it the proper analysis. That's called Mezid Vasa Shagig, and there's no Chiyuv Karbon. Ask the Gemara, Shagig Vasa Shagig, the Mishnah began with the case of somebody's a Shagig and did their very B'Shagig, Mevi Par. That's when the Mishnah says the Koy Mashiach brings his Karbon, Pshita. That's the classical case, ask the Gemara, of a Karbon Chatos. Amra Bayah, Hachem Maiskinen, Kigoyin Shahoyrav Ashachem Ezetam, Shahira. He issued a psak, but he forgot what the basis of his psak was. V'shashata, and as he's coming to eat this piece of meat, Omar, he says to himself, Haireni ois al das rosai. I don't remember what the basis of my decision was, but I'm relying on my original decision. Madatema, so we might think, Kivan ilamis yada, if he were completely aware of what his original decision was all about, Shema hadabe, he would have seen that that was an erroneous decision. And therefore, by just following it, maybe it ought to be considered kmeiz adami. And therefore, v'loy l'chayiv, it shouldn't be considered a situation for which there's a karban chatos, k'mash malon, that it's still considered, since the original decision was a shaygi, and he's not doing anything deliberately wrong, he's chayiv this karban chatos. Menonimili, so meiz avas shaygi, so Gemara wants to know, we paskin, the Mishnah paskin, that the only time the Kohen HaMashiach brings his carbon is in a case where he made a wrong decision which he followed. Asked the Gemara, from where do we know that? Answers the Gemara, the Tanna Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us. The Pasuk says, we quoted the Pasuk earlier regarding the Kohen HaMashiach. The Pasuk uses the words La'esh Mas Ha'am to teach us Harei Mashiach Ketzibur, that the same halacha that applies by Paralam Dovish Ketzibur applies by the Kohen HaMashiach. And as we learned and we know, the only time there's a chiv of Paralam Dovish Ketzibur is when there was an incorrect decision followed by an act. Ask the Gemara, V'loy Dinhu. And the way the Rishonim explain this is going to be apparent in the Gemara. The Gemara's question is, why do we need a pasuk to teach us this halacha? We could understand this halacha through logic. What would a binyan have? What would be the logic? Tzibur moitz m'klal yochid. As we said in our introductory remarks, the parham dovish at tzibur is different than the regular carbon chattas. Or Mashiach moitz m'klal yochid. And the power and the karmic chattas of the Kohen HaMashiach is different than the regular karmic chattas. Mat Sibur, just like we have been learning, the par helm dovish at Sibur, ein chayovim, ela el helm dover, em shigigis maisa. You have to have those qualifications. Af Mashiach should have the same din, lo ye chayiv, ela el helm dover, em shigigis maisa. So it's logical that there should be halacha. Says the Gemara, no. Because oikalech l'derech zu, you could perhaps make a different argument. As we also said, nasi moitz m'klal yochid, when a nasi does an aver b'shoigig, he doesn't bring the same karmic chattas as a regular Jew does, or Mashiach moitz m'klal yochid, and a kohen gadol doesn't bring a karmic chattas like every regular Jew. Man nasi mevi b'shigis mais b'loy helm dover, a nasi brings his karmic chattas like we all bring our karmic chattas, just if they did an aveira b'shoigig. So we could perhaps argue, af Mashiach maybe b'shigas mais b'lay helm dover, the Kohen HaMashiach who brings his karmic chattas doesn't need that it should be preceded with an erroneous decision. Just if it's a good old-fashioned shoigig, he should already be mechuyiv a carbon, his carbon. Nim, so makes the Gemara the following argument. So where we're up to is as follows. The Gemara is suggesting we have the Nasi, who clearly is treated differently than every other Jew. But the question is, whom is he should be compared to? Should he be compared to the Paralam Dovish or Tzibur, or should he be compared to the Karban Chatos of a Nasi? What will be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina will be, does he require an initial erroneous decision? There's a very interesting Me'iri here. I found it fascinating. The Me'iri asks the obvious question. The Kohen HaMashiach with Paskening, that's the Mishnah says, we just need to know from where we know it, only brings his carbon if it was preceded with an erroneous decision. A Nasi doesn't have that requirement. A Nasi is like the rest of us. As long as he did the Aveira B'shagik, he has to bring Karmic Chattas. Why is a Nasi different than a Kohen Gadol? So he says, a Melech and a Kohen Gadol have very different roles in Klal Yisrael. A Kohen Gadol is supposed to be a teacher of Torah. And a person who's a teacher of Torah is to be Talmud Chacham. And he has to make the right decisions. We don't expect that of a Melech. So requiring that the Torah should require, says the Me'iri, that the Melech made a wrong decision, the Melech isn't a player in making decisions of Halacha. That's not his role in Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara. So now we're at a crossroads. Who should we compare the Kohen Gadol to? Nira l'mi doima. Who is the Kohen Gadol more similar to? Sibur b'par. A par helm dovish at Sibur is a par. And we're going to spend a lot of time learning this halacha. We know the halacha is if somebody does an aveira and he's not quite sure did he or didn't he do the aveira. So we learned that he has to bring an Ashim Tali. But a Sibur and a Kohen Gadol ain't maybe Ashim Tali. And so too is the aloch by Kohen Gadol, that when he brings his carbon, it's a par, it's a bull. So we should argue, the Paralam Dovish HaTzibur is only brought if there was an erroneous decision. So too is the aloch ought to be, says the Gemara, you could still make a counter argument. Kalach l'darach su. Nasi me'evi se'ir mevarish kachafim. A new halacha that I haven't mentioned yet. Till now we were speaking about if somebody does an aveira, not the aveira of avodah zara b'shagig. And we actually have identified that there are no less than four categories. There's the parhelm davish atzibur, there's the kohen hamashiach, there's the nasi, and then there's the rest of Klal Yisrael. That's by all aveiras besides avodah zara. If, however, the avera of avodah zara was committed, we only have two categories. We have all of Klal Yisrael, the nasi, the kohen hamashiach, all have the same halacha, that they bring a seira as a karban chatas, and if it was Bezdin who issued an incorrect decision regarding avodah zara, there's a halacha that you bring a par and a kesef, you bring a karban oil and a karban chatas. So says the Gemara, we can make the following argument: man nasi maybe seira avodah kachavim, a nasi brings a seira if he worshipped avodah zara b'shagig, or maybe ashen vaday. There are cases where the Torah requires an Oshem Vaday. Or Mashiach has the same rules that maybe Seir Bavodis Kachavim, and he also brings an Oshem Vaday. So we could make the argument that the Kohena Mashiach should be compared preferably to a Nasi rather than comparing him to the Sanhedrin. And then we will come to the conclusion, Man Nasi maybe B'shigis Maisa, without an erroneous decision. Mashiach maybe v'shigas ma'isa. So after this long piece of Gemara, we're up to the following. We are trying to determine what should be the halacha by a kohen Mashiach. When should he be mechuyev that carbon? And we don't know who to use as a model. Should we use the nasi, which would result that by every shagig he has to bring his carbon, or should we use Sanhedrin as the model? And then he would only be mechuyev to bring his carbon if it was preceded by an erroneous decision. And there's a logical argument to go in either direction. That's why, says the Braisa, Tamaloyma la Eshmas Ha'am, that's what the words of Eshmas Ha'am come to teach us, Harei Mashiach Ketzibur, that we compare the Kohen Mashiach to the Tzibur, and just like we've been learning, Mat Tzibur Eina Mevi El Al Helm Dovrim Shigis Maisa, Af Mashiach Eina Mevi El Al Helm Dovr Mashigas Maisa. Ask the Gemara, okay, if you're comparing the Kohen Mashiach to Sanhedrin, let's continue. And we should therefore perhaps say, Ema, Matzi, but when is the case, as we learned in the previous parak, that we say there's a halacha of par helm dovish at Tzibur? Matzi ba hoiruv osa achra bay rasai, that the Sanhedrin issued an incorrect decision, which was done by the people. Hit, that's when chayovim. That's when there's a din of a parahalam davish at Tzibur. Af Mashiach, we should say that the halacha is kishahora also achr by rosso yechayiv, when he made an incorrect decision, and it wasn't followed by him, it was followed by the people. That's when the din is that there should be a chayiv of a par, tamaloymer. That's why the pasuk says the words v'hikrav al chatosoy ashachata, to teach us, unlike the parahalam davish at Tzibur, Amashu chotu maybe, he only brings the carbon for when he did a sin, they maybe amashu chotu acherim, not when other people did aveira. This concept that others relied on his psak doesn't apply by Kohen Mashiach. Says the Gemara, Amamar, in learning the braisa, the lengthy braisa that we quoted on top of this Amid, the Gemara said that what were the characteristics that compared a Kohen Mashiach to a Sanhedrin? The Gemara identified two rules. One was that the Mashiach Bapar, that the Mashiach brings a bull as a carbon, as is the Parhelm Dovish at Seber. And the second rule was the Ein Mevi Oshem Toloi, that he doesn't bring an Oshem Toloi as the Sanhedrin doesn't bring an Oshem Toloi. Ask the Gemara, Menole, from where do we indeed know the Ein Mevi Oshem Toloi, that he doesn't bring a carbon Oshem Toloi? Says the Gemara, the Ksib, because the Pasuk says, V'chipa lo v'akoy ashe gosoy ashe shagag, mi shechatosoy v'she gosoy shava, only such an individual who is a person that did a regular carbon b'shoyig, That's when there's a din of Ashim Tali. Yotz Mashiach, which comes to exclude the Kohen Mashiach, she'en chatos shegosu v'chatos shavoy, the ksiv la'ashmas ha'am. Harei Mashiach ketzibur. That he doesn't bring a regular Kohen Mechatos, he only brings a Kohen Mechatos if he did his Avera when it was preceded by an erroneous decision. But ask the Gemara, let's try to understand this Braisa. The Braisa is getting ahead of itself. The Braisa was trying to avoid using the limit of Leshmas Am. We didn't yet know this comparison of the Kohen Mashiach to the Sanhedrin. So the Braisa is relying on something that we learned from Leshmas Am before that limit was even really established. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Leshmas Am akoch lekamalei. We didn't yet learn this halacha. So you're using this limit of Leshmas Am to establish that the Kohen Mashiach is part of from Dashim Talui, but we haven't yet introduced or at least finalized that limit. Ella says the Gemara, you're right. Ashim Kadei Nazba. It was premature for the Braisa to speak about the Ashim Talui. The Braisa can't tell us that the Kohen Mashiach is exempt from Dashim Talui until we establish the limit of Leshmas Am. Says the Mishnah. If somebody here we speak about a case where the Kohen Gadol made the wrong decision, all by himself, and he followed that decision, that's when Miskapalei Bifnei Atzmai, he has to bring, as we've been learning, his special carbon. However, and we'll discuss in the Gemara more what exactly the circumstances the Mishnah is referring to. Hayre Metzibur, Vasa Metzibur, he issued a psak together with Beis Din, and then he followed that psak. The halacha is miskapalei metzibur. He doesn't have to bring his own carbon. He could rely on the par helm David tzibur. She'ein Beis Din chayovim. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, the chiv of the par helm dover shetzibur, as we learned, is only at shiur levatel mixus l'kai mixus. The halacha is that you only chayav par helm dover shetzibur, not when they gave a psak that eliminates a mitzvah and aveir entirely, only part of it, the detail of it, and that then applies with Mashiach. We've been learning that a Kohen Mashiach is only chayiv his power when he issued an erroneous decision, says the Mishnah, but that erroneous decision cannot be a decision which completely eliminates the mitzvah or aveira. It only can be a situation where he eliminates a detail of it. V'loi b'avarish kechavim, and similarly we spoke earlier about Beis Din having special carbon brought when they issued an incorrect psak regarding Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara again, that's only if they issued such a psak which involves Yair Levatim Lekayim Mitzvos to eliminate part of the Aveira Avodah Zarah, not to eliminate it entirely. Ask the Gemara, begins the Gemara, Menani Mili, from where do we know this halacha? The Tanna Rabbanan, Hayre Metzibur V'Asa Metzibur, if he issued a psak together with Beis Din, Yochel Yavi Paral Atzmai, he should bring his own carbon. V'dinhu, and we can make a logical argument to say such a rule, because as we learned earlier in our share, Nasi Maitzi Miklal Yachid. A Nasi is treated differently than a regular Jew when it comes to bringing a carbon chattis. Or Mashiach is treated, a Kohen Mashiach is treated differently than a regular Jew. Ma Nasi Chot B'fnei Atzmai, Mevi B'fnei Atzmai. When a Nasi doesn't aver by himself, he brings a regular Kohen Mechatas. However, Chata Metzibur, if he doesn't aver together with the rest of the community, Miskapalei Metzibur, he becomes part of the Par Helm Dovish Atzibur. Af Mashiach, we should perhaps make an argument. Chata Vifnei Atzmai, maybe Vifnei Atzmai. If he didn't aver by himself, that's when he brings a Kohen Mechatas by himself. But if he's Chata Metzibur, Miskapalei Metzibur, so we can make that logical argument, Aloy, but now the Gemara says, perhaps you can't. Im benasi, im amat benasi. You know why the Nasi could rely on the par helm dovish at Tzibur? She came skapalei metzibur b'yom kippurim. As we recall the Gemara Masech de Yuma, we all say it every year in the Avodah and Musaf on Yom Kippur. There were different kabbanas that were brought for the Kohen Gadol and for the Kahanim and for the rest of Klal Yisrael. So the Nasi, who we have a precedent, is included of with the rest of Klal Yisrael in the kabbanas that are brought for Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippur. That's why when the Tzibur brings a par helm davish at Tzibur, the Nasi could be part of that carbon. Time of Mashiach, we are asked the Kohen, and certainly Kohen Gadol, She'eim Eskapeloi Im Atzibur Yom Kippurim. He doesn't bring a carbon together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. He has his own kabbonis. And therefore, perhaps we can make an argument, says the Braisa, that Hoyo Ve'enim Eskapeloi Im Atzibur Yom Kippurim, since he isn't part of the rest of Klal Yisrael and the kabbonis of Yom Kippur, he shouldn't be together with the rest of Klal Yisrael with the Parhelm Dovish Atzibur, Yochel Yavi Pa'al Atzmai, and therefore, Ibezdin issued an erroneous decision that everybody followed, unfortunately, including the Kohen Gadol. He shouldn't be able to rely on the Parhelm Dovish Atzibur, but rather he should have to bring his own carbon. Tamaloymer, Achatosai Shechata. Hakeitzad, what is this pasuk teaching us? Chot b'fnei Atzmai, only if he sinned by himself, then is there a rule, maybe b'fnei Atzmai, that he has to bring his own carbon. However, Chotem at Tzibur, if he did an aver together with the rest of the Tzibur, Miskapalim at Tzibur, he can be part of the Parhelm Dovish at Tzibur. Even if we can make a logical argument to the contrary, that's what the Pasuk teaches us. However, now ask the Gemara, Hei Chidami, exactly what were the circumstances that he sinned together with them or without them? Ilema, if we're going to be referring to a situation, the Hu Mufla, that he is a great Talmud Chacham, the Heim Einem Muflon, and they aren't, says the Gemara, Mishit the Miskapaloi Vifnei Atzmai, certainly has to bring his own carbon. Why? Because as we learned in the previous perek, if the Bezdin, and we spoke about, the Gemara spoke about, even if you have the correct quorum, you have the correct amount of people in the Bezdin, but there's no one in the Bezdin who's a Mufla, and it's standing Talmud Chacham, then the Hayroa de Lehen, their decision will be considered like klum, will be considered a meaningless decision regarding the halacha, a parhelm dovish at tzibur, and there won't be a parhelm dovish at tzibur. And if there's no parhelm dovish at tzibur, certainly if the Kohen Gadol did an aveiri, he has to bring a carbon if it was followed, it was preceded by his wrong psak. And that's why certainly, boy, asui kuspe v'sira, kol chad v'chad, every Jew has to bring his own carbon chattis, and the Kohen Gadol is no different than the rest of us. If, on the other hand, Inan Muflam, that the Sanhedrin had a great Talmud Chochem, Vehu Loi Mufla, but he isn't. So the question is, Amayas Kapla B'fnei Atzmai, why are we talking about a Parakoy Mashiach? As I said at the beginning of the Shir, if this Kohen Gadol, even if he has the Kohen Mashiach, he was anointed with the oil, if he's not a Talmud Chochem, as I said at the beginning of the Shia, Ha'irad Devilav Klumi, his decisions are meaningless as far as the halacha of bringing the special power, the special karmach hatas. What is the case? Amra Papa, the case is a case where Kigon Shahoy Muflon, Shneim, both the Bezdin had a Talmud Chacham, and he's a Talmud Chacham. And now, this is the first step in the proper analysis of our Mishnah. We're referring to a case, the Baruch Hashem, the Kohen Gadol is a big Talmud Chacham. We're referring to the case where the Sanhedrin has in it a member who's a great Talmud Chacham. And now, we have to start thinking about when is the case that he relies on the Parhelm Dovish Tzibur and doesn't have to bring his own carbon? And when is the law that he has to bring his own carbon? So Abai assumed that what will be the two types of situations? Chot b'fnei asmoi, when is the halacha that's considered chot b'fnei atzmai v'os b'fnei atzmai that he has to bring his own carbon? Hey chidami, what is that? The yasvi b'shnei mekaymus, when the sitting where he and the bezdin weren't sitting in the same place, the kamayir betray yisuri, and since they're not in the same place, that's why his avera is considered independent avera. Amle Rava, says Rava to Abaya, what's the difference where he sits? If he's sitting with the Bezdin or sitting without the Bezdin. Alter Shnei Mekaymus Garmin, is that the factor that we should take into consideration? Ella, Afilu Yasvi B'chad Makam, even if they're in the same place. If Kivin the Kamayda betray Yisuri, if he and the Bezdin are not talking about the same subject, it's considered Chatur Fnei Atzmai. Says the Karen Oira, how do we understand the Machalik Surabai and Rava? Beautiful Pshat. Karen Iris says as follows. He says, Abaya, because Abaya, Rava asks a great question in Abaya. Just because he's sitting next to Bezdin, but if he's talking about a different subject, then Bezdin is talking about. So what's the difference? He's with them or he's not with them. Why should that be a factor? Says the Keren Ayra, Abaya assumes human nature. If somebody is sitting next to Bezdin and he issues a psak, even if it's a psak about an issue that Bezdin isn't currently discussing, human nature is he's not relying on himself. He's thinking to himself, Bezdin is the one that I'm relying on. For if Bezdin heard that me making a mistake, if Bezdin heard me making a mistake, they would have corrected me. So it's not that he's relying on himself. He's relying on Bezdin. And therefore, even though he's talking about a different subject than what Bezdin is talking about, Abaya says he's not chayv a parallel davish. He's not chayv his own carbon. Only when he's not in the vicinity of Bezdin, where he has no way of assuming that Bezdin, that he's relying on Bezdin, because Bezdin doesn't know what he's talking about. They're not next to each other. Then and only then, says Abaya, is he personally responsible. Rava takes a very different approach. Rava's approach is a simple approach. Rava's approach is, if he's talking about the same subject as Bezdin, so clearly, he's not the decision maker, it's Bezdin. But if he's talking about a different subject, even though he's next to Bezdin, he has nothing to do with Bezdin, and that's why he has to bring his own carbon. Pshita, continues the Gemara, in identifying what is considered one subject, what is considered two subjects. Hu b'cheile v'hein v'avayis k'chavim. He made, here's a, just to quote, before I go further, the Chazon Ish makes some very interesting observations here. One observation he says is, you know, when it comes to doing an Aveira, there are a number of different, times. There's before the Aveira, there's when you actually do the Aveira, when you become aware of the Aveira, that you did an Aveira. At what point is it considered that you did it together with Bezdin? So he says the time to look at is when you actually do the Aveira. We don't look at any other time. Then he goes on to an interesting question. Now he says, we've learned in the previous parak, we spent a lot of time discussing Machlekes Tanom, who pays for the carbon, who brings the carbon. So ask the Chazon Ish, what would be the halacha if we follow the opinion of Rameya? That it's Bezdin that brings the carbon, not the Tzibur. And as we learned, that opinion also says that Bezdin pays for the carbon. And now we're saying that the Kohen Gadol relies on the carbon of Bezdin. What does that mean that he relies on the carbon of Bezdin? Does it mean that he has to participate financially, that he should be able to rely on it? Or does relying on the carbon of the Sanhedrin mean that he could completely be yoitza, so to speak, fulfill his obligation with the carbon of the Bezdin? And he suggests that he could be yoitza completely with the carbon of Bezdin. He doesn't have to bring his own carbon at all. Pshita, and doesn't have to participate financially either. Continues the Gemara, Pshita, hu b'chelev. His erroneous decision was regarding a question of chaylif, behem v'avodes k'chavim, and their decision was regarding avodah zara. That clearly is a situation of chayp b'fnei atzmeihu, that his sin and their sin are totally unconnected. Why? The chalukim b'tamayu, the avera of avodah zara and the avera of chaylif are very different averas. The chalukim b'kabonis, the chiv carbon is a very different. The harbor par, as we've been learning, if he makes a mad decision regarding chaylev, he has to bring a par. And they, as we learned, I mentioned this earlier in the shir, if Bezdin issues an erroneous decision regarding avodah zarah, they have to bring a par and a sawyer. A par for a carbon oila and a sawyer for a carbon chattis. The kamaisa hani sawyer, they have to bring a sawyer, v'hula maisi. He doesn't have to bring a sawyer. So he's totally different than they are. The kolshke, continues the Gemara, if it was a situation of who Bavarish Kechavim, that he made an erroneous decision regarding Avodah Zarah. And they made a decision, an erroneous decision, the Chalif regarding Chalif, the Chalukim Megarvasein Legamrin, they're even more different. Why? The who, his carbon, the carbon of Kohen HaMashiach, and as I said, it's not only Kohen HaMashiach, it's actually a Nasi, and the rest of Klal Yisrael are all the same. If they do an Avera of Avodah Zarah B'Shoigig, they have to bring a Seira. And whereas a Bezdin, as we've been learning, makes a wrong decision about other Averis, not about Avodah Zarah, it's a parhal and Davish Tzibur. So the Kabbanos are so very different, there's no way of connecting them. However, says the Gemara, Wabid Alocha, Behu Bechelev HaMachasas Akerev. His Avera was regarding the Chelev that's on the stomach, the Hein Bechelev Shaladakim. And they made a mistake regarding chelev that are in the intestines. Mahu, what will be the halacha? Mi aminan, do we suggest that after gav the kabod and shavah, even though the kabod of both of them is the same, they both bring a par. However, kiven the mitrei kroy kasi, since the isser of chelev hamachasas akerif and the isser of chelev al adakin come from two different psukim, therefore it's a situation of pligin tamayu, that they're two different averis, and therefore you can't combine the chiv carbon. Idoma shem chelav achru, chelav is chelav. So Rashi and the Rishonim asked the following question. We learned in the previous parak that any avera shatzadoikim moidimba, that the tzadoikim agree is an avera, there's no param davish at tzibur. The isser for chelav hamachasas akerev and the isser for chelav aladakin are psukim on the Torah. So the tzadoikim are moidim. And the tzadoikim are moidim to those averas, there's no param davish at tzibur. So how can we speak about him being combined with their param davish at tzibur? There's no param davish at tzibur by something that tzadoikim are moidim. So I saw two answers to this question. One answer to this question, this is those that are a little involved with kashrus could appreciate this. When it comes to chelev, it's very ambiguous what is and what isn't chelev. And it's all based on menhagim and mesaira. And therefore, the tzdaik, we can't be considered something tzdaik and moidim by, because they don't follow what we necessarily follow, is or isn't chelev. Another teretz, which we've discussed also previously, all of the Surim in the Torah, especially when we speak about Machalos and Suris, the Shir is a Kazayas. Where do we know the Shir Kazayas? Halach L'Mashim Sinai. As all Shurim are Halach L'Mashim Sinai. The Tzadikim aren't made in the Shurim. So that would be the dispute. They would say a different Shir than we do. Then Tim Tzolayma continues the Gemara. Shem Chelev Acharhu. That since it's all Chelev, even though it emanates from different Pesukim. What would be the Halacha, asked the Gemara? Who be Chelev? His decision was regarding chelev, and theirs was regarding dam. Mahu, mi amrin b'tamayu apligit, come from very different psukim. Idilma, kivin the shavim b'carbon, they both have the same type of carbon, this par, basa carbon as linen teiku. So I saw here the same question. Dam is a pasuk in the Torah. So isn't a davish it's stoik and moidim ba? So the first teretz we'll say is the same teretz we said a second ago. We're talking about the shir. Another teretz Rashi says, is that the halach is the dam, Habalua, the aver, dam that's absorbed in an aver of the animal is osma deraisa. But there is no explicit pasuk regarding that halacha, but it's osma deraisa. So it's a davish ena tzadoikim moidim ba. And it's important just to stop for a moment because there are people, the Paiskim, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses this at great length, to make the error in believing that dam habalua, that if you eat, not that I know anybody that would do this, but if you eat a raw piece of meat, that wasn't salted, that has the dam in it, it's mutter. Here we clearly see from Rashi, the dam habalua is an osa deraisa, if it wasn't removed from the aver. The Shulchan Aruch discusses that if you put the aver into vinegar that causes the dam not to be pirish, not to move around, it may not be osam deraisa, but the Ramah already says that we don't know how to put, we don't know the proper form of soaking, and it's also very possible that the vinegar we have, the Ramah is already saying this, is not the same vinegar as it was in the time of Chazal, so nobody should try it. Shein bezdin chayovim, we learned in the Mishnah, at shiur levat mitzvah l'kaimitzis. Ask the Gemara, din that we learned in the previous parak, menolon the at shiur levat mitzvah l'kaimitzis, that there's only a din of parah davish tzibur when they only are eliminating a detail. Answers the Gemara, as we learned in the previous parak, v'nelem dover, only if they eliminate a detail, v'loy kol aguf, not the entire mitzvah. V'kena Mashiach, the same din applies to Mashiach, only when his psak was to eliminate part of the mitzvah is his carbon applicable. Menolam, from where do we know this din? The ksiv, as we learned at the beginning of the shir, lash m'sa'am, which teaches us, hare Mashiach ketzibur, that the Mashiach has the same halacha as the tzibur. Similarly by Avodah Zorah, until it's L'kayim Mitzvahs, L'vat Mitzvahs, Menolan, how do we know that rule is also by Avodah Zorah? So, says the one of the Tanur Rabbanan. L'fi Shiyotza Avodah Kachavim, Lodin Ba'atzmai. Since Avodah Zorah is treated differently, as we've been learning, than all other Avodahs, Yochel, we would assume perhaps, Yech Yovel al Kiris Mitzakula, even if the Psak was a Psak to completely eliminate the Aveira, the din of this carbon should still be there. And it says the Gemara, it says the Braisa, Namakan Me'eda, Ma'amel Hal Me'ela, Ma'ala Halan Bebezdin, Afkan Nami Bebezdin. Ma'ala Halan, by Pal Ham Dovish at Sibir, that's where the Torah uses the words, Me'ena Eda. Only if they're eliminating a detail, not the entire mitzvah. Continues the Mishnah. Bezdin is not chayv the parah mdavish tzibur, as we've been learning, if there was first an erroneous decision, followed by an act. The kain mashiach and the same din is regarding the kain of mashiach. V'loi b'avodis kuchavim, ein chayovim, same tea by avodah zarah. There's no chayv for the special carbon that Bezdin is obligated to bring, el al helm davin shigas maisa. Menolan, how do we know that such is the din by Paraham davish at Sibur? The Tanur Rabbanan Yishgu, yachu yechayov al shigas maisa, that if most of Klai Yisrael did an aveira b'shoigig, the din of Paraham davish at Sibur should apply, tamaloymer yishgu v'nelam davar. Ein chayovim el al helm davar, v'shigas maisa. It has to first be preceded by an erroneous decision. And so too is the halach by the Kohen Mashiach, that he's not chayiv his special carbon unless there was first an erroneous decision. Menolon, how do we know that the same din applies by Kohen Mashiach? The miktziv, lash mas'am, hara Mashiach ketzibah. The Kohen Mashiach has the same din as the parah mdovish ketzibah. V'loi v'adis kechavim, el aham dovim shugis maisa. Menolon, the Tanur Rabbanan. Lefish yotza v'adis kechavim lodin ba'atzma. Since Avodah Zarah is treated differently, because Avodah Zarah has two kabbonis, we learned on top of the Amid, a par and a sor, yochel, so we would think, yechayov and ashigis maisa, that just if roast of Klai Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zarah b'shoigi, this special carbon, the special par of a sor, kick in, nemakan me'enei, the Torah uses the words me'enai regarding this carbon. The Torah uses the word me'enai regarding the parah mdavish at Sibur. We just finished teaching that by parah mdavish at Sibur, you only chayv with those circumstances. Afkan, ein chayovim elaham davish shigis maisa. Vilu, says the Gemara, Mashiach by avodah kechavim. What would be the halacha about a Mashiach by avodah zara like Tani Masnissan? Which means that even though we're learning now that the Bezdin doesn't bring its special carbon of Avodah Zarah unless there was first an erroneous decision followed by an act. Kain HaMashiach, that we keep on learning in our Shir over and over again that he too is only chayv in his carbon if there was an erroneous decision followed by an act, that's not by the Avodah Zarah. If the Kain Gadol did the Avera Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, he'll be chayv even without an erroneous decision. Shishin. Masnis Mani, whose opinion is this? Rebbe Hi. The Tanya, Mashiach Bavaris Kachavim, the Kohen Gadol regarding Avodah Zarah, Rebbe Yoim B'shigis Maisa, as long as he just did the Aver B'shoigig, even without an erroneous decision first, the Chomayim B'halim Dover. What do you call it? You have to, here too, you have to have the wrong decision. V'shava, but both of them agree, Rebbe and the Chomayim, that what carbon does he bring? A Seira. V'shavin, furthermore, they both agree that he doesn't bring an Ashram Tali. The Tisbara asked the Gemara, the Zodayna Karas of Shigas Chattas Miktani. We weren't talking about this. So how do you know this? El Tani Ha, Hodun Laha. Hachanami Tani Ha, Hodun Laha, that the same din will apply by Ashram Tali and regarding this din. Ask the Gemara, my Tam of the Rebbe, that says that the Kohen Mashiach brings his carbon for Avodah Zarah, even if it wasn't preceded by an erroneous decision. Omakrov, we keep our Kohen HaNefesh, HaShogeges Bechatas, B'Shkoga. HaNefesh, Zeh Mashiach, HaShogeges Zeh Nasi, Bechata B'Shoga. Rebbe Sava, Chetzeh B'Shkoga Yehei. As long as the Veir was done B'Shoga, this carbon is brought. Rabbanim Sava, no. Mishach HaTosei B'Shkoga, only a person who's really regularly brings his carbon chattas for pure shogig. Yotz Mashiach, which comes to exclude the Mashiach that who we have, we've been learning, that he doesn't bring his regular carbon chattas, Ela Baham Dover. Here too, will the Chacham hold that he doesn't bring the carbon for Avodah Zarah unless there was an erroneous decision first. V'shavin, shebesiruk v'yachid. Everybody agrees, Rebbe and the Chachamim, that the Kohen HaMashiach, if he did the Avera Avodah Zarah b'shogeg, brings a Seira like a regular Jew, Menolon, Damakravim Nefesh Echad, Nefesh Achas, Echad Yochid, Vech Nasi, Vech Mashiach, Kluim B'chal Nefesh Achas, saying that they all bring a Seira. The only one that brings a different carbon by Avodah Zarah is Bezdin, that brings a Kevis, that brings a Par and a Sar, but they will have the rule, certainly, that they first have to make an erroneous decision followed by an act of most of Klal Yisrael.